The next patient is Mr. Edward Bellinger. The last name is B-E-L-L-I-N-G-E-R. Edward, A-D-W-A-R-D. This is the clinical case of a 72-year-old white male that is an end-stage renal disease patient that is getting dialysis through a catheter that was that is placed in the left internal jugular vein. Period. The patient was referred to Fort Myers, and in Fort Myers, a Navy fistula was done in the left forearm, and it's functioning well. The patient is supposed to go back to the surgeon on March the 8th to reevaluate this new developing fistula. Meanwhile, we continue to dialyze the patient through the central venous catheter, period. The patient was concerned about the fact that he has to pay the insurance and pay the medications, and his income is being affected, and he still works in order to be able to come up with the co-pays and pay the co-insurance. In the middle of this, we have a patient that is 6'2", weighs 264 pounds, and that has been able to maintain a good chemistry. The patient has a hemoglobin of 11. Calcium is 8.7, the phosphorus is 5.2, the PTH is slightly elevated at 643. The vitamin D is 28. The albumin is 3.3. We know that the KT over V is borderline, and the reason is because he's a big man, and he's being dialyzed through a catheter 4 hours, three times a week. And lately, for reasons that are unexpected, he has missed dialysis treatment. He wants to shorten the treatments. He wants to come also two times a week, and those are things that are unthinkable given the fact that we mentioned before. He's complaining of cramps at the end of the treatment. He has been gaining weight because he has been eating more, and we are going to increase the dry weight by 1 kilo in order to avoid further cramping. The patient is not too happy with my discussion, but unfortunately I cannot please him because that will be detrimental to his health. The patient understood. We are going to keep the follow-up at the kidney center.